Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Living Daily, Relationships, episode 102, 12 Tough Truths About Great Relationships, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. And I'm Joss Marie, your host and personal narrator, right here on the Relationships edition of Optimal Living Daily. This is the show where I read to you from some of the best relationship blogs on the planet every single weekday for free. And you can count on it that it's always with permission from the authors. Today, I have a post by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. Justin Mullick actually features Mark and Angel over on Optimal Living Daily pretty frequently too. So make sure and check out that show in our network if you'd like to hear more of Mark and Angel's content being narrated to you for free. To do so, just search for Optimal Living Daily from wherever you're listening to this show or come by oldpodcast.com/listen. But for now, let's get down to it and start optimizing your life. 12 Tough Truths About Great Relationships by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. Nothing in this world is more difficult than love, and nothing is more worth it. Our media culture, with its happily ever after fairy tales, often creates the expectation that life is supposed to be like an endless day at Disney World. And nowhere does our media culture present a more skewed set of expectations than around intimate relationships. We are swayed to believe a great relationship is all sunshine and roses, despite the fact that most of us have witnessed firsthand the difficulties and disagreements our parents struggled through when we were kids. Just as life isn't perfect, intimate relationships aren't either. They require effort and compromise. They require two people to practice patience and presence, and thoughtfully extend themselves for the sake of the other. They require us to redefine the fairy tale story of love that our media culture has attempted to brainwash us with. It's time to take a stand and acknowledge the fact that we've been fed lies. We've been told that love is just a feeling, but the reality is that love is an action, many actions. It's continuous work. It's something two people must commit to as a daily ritual. When you're able to accept this new reality and get past the damaging lies about things needing to be perfect all the time, you make room for the true joy of engaging deeply in a great relationship, which holds a powerful, flexible space that widens itself to accommodate the necessary struggles. Here are 12 tough truths about great relationships. Number 1. A soulmate is really just a loving partner who's willing to work with you. To say that one waits a lifetime for their soulmate to come around is a bit of a paradox. People eventually get tired of waiting, so they take a chance on someone. And by the powers of love and commitment, they become soulmates, which takes a lifetime to perfect. Number 2, true love is often the most inconvenient kind. Again, it takes two people who truly, truly want to work together, every day, compromises and all, to build something special. That's what great relationships are all about, daily teamwork. Number 3, there will be lots of little issues. When we face pain in relationships, our first response is often to sever ties rather than to maintain commitment. But the extent to which two people in a relationship can bring up and resolve issues is a significant sign of the soundness of their relationship. Number 4, there will be lots of tough conversations. The right words won't always come easy, but when you don't talk it out, there's a lot of important stuff that ends up not getting said. Every great couple needs to argue, consciously and mindfully, now and then, just to prove that the relationship is strong enough to survive. Long-term relationships, the ones that truly matter, are all about weathering the peaks and the valleys. Number 5, Conscious, mindful communication is necessary, but takes practice. You can measure the happiness of an intimate relationship by the number of scars that each partner carries on their tongues, earned from years of biting back angry, unhelpful words. Number 6. There will be more honest misunderstandings than you'd like. When it comes to understanding your partner, deal with them as they are, not how you'd like them to be. Read The 5 Love Languages. Number 7. There will be lots of apologies and necessary forgiveness. Love is living your own life, but sharing it. It's forgiveness. It's making a million little mistakes with each other and turning them into learning experiences. Love is patient, optimism, and sometimes it's a simple kiss when there's nothing left to say. Number 8. Partners can't force changes in each other. People can only change themselves. Instead of trying to change your partner, give them your support and lead by example. If there's a specific behavior they have that you're hoping fades over time, it probably won't. If you really need them to change something specific, be honest and put all the cards on the table so your partner knows how you feel and why. But keep in mind that the best way to love someone is not to change them, but instead to help them reveal the greatest version of themselves. Number 9. A great relationship isn't needy. In a great relationship, you love each other more than you need each other. Number 10. Even the greatest relationship won't completely fix you. If you're not happy with yourself or comfortable with your own truth when entering a relationship, there's a good chance you're not ready for that relationship. Work on loving yourself first. Angel and I discuss this in more detail in the self-love chapter of 1,000 Little Things Happy Successful People Do Differently. Number 11. Some people won't support your relationship, no matter how great it is. Great relationships don't always make sense, especially from the outside. Number 12. No relationship lasts forever. People don't live forever. Appreciate what you have with your partner, the loving moments and all the little things. You'll never know how much they mean to you until the day they are no longer beside you. And remember, just because something doesn't last forever doesn't mean it wasn't worth your while. Afterthoughts. The bottom line is that all relationships, including the greatest of them all, requires patience and effort. And no relationship will work flawlessly all the time. Being too hot and cold about the expectations and demands of what should or shouldn't happen in a relationship always spells trouble. No matter what happens or how great a relationship is, there will be struggles present, but you can still focus on the good. Instead of constantly looking for signs of what's not working in your relationship, what you need to do is look for signs of what is. Because, as you know, what we focus on grows stronger in our lives. You just listened to the post titled 12 Tough Truths About Great Relationships by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. I can't say enough how grateful we are to feature Mark and Angel's content so frequently here on Optimal Living Daily Relationships. Their work is simply inspirational. And if you'd like to hear more from Mark and Angel, you should check out Optimal Living Daily. Optimal Living Daily and this show are actually just 2 of the 5 shows in our network. We also have Optimal Finance Daily, Optimal Health Daily, and Optimal Living Daily Business and Startups. To check out one or all of the shows, simply search for Optimal Living Daily from wherever you're listening to this show, or come by oldpodcast.com/listen. And that's all I've got for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to see you again tomorrow with a post all about the art of being supportive, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily. the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.